number one fantasy sports show. It's the Wagner Wire, presented by Audiovisual Consultations.
What would you say you do here?
I don't like to brag, but I do a pretty convincing Omar from the HBO program The Wire.
I manage a baseball team.
Little league?
Fantasy league.
All your fantasy sports updates.
Fantasy what?
Fantasy baseball. Got Matsui.
He's worth a million in prizes.
Obviously, you're not a golfer.
Hey, I got a hockey record.
That's interesting, man.
Now, the host from the East Coast. Here's Wax.
That was pretty classy.
What's up? Is this like the second time I played? No? Man, I'm all over the place. I'm hearing all kinds of things. People are talking to me. Voices are talking to me, Jack. Welcome to the Wagner Wire, hour number two. So happy to be with you on these Austin radio airwaves, 1049, 1019, AM 1260. Myself, Ty, Smash, and Keenan in studio with Jack A. Farrell, Jack of all trades, bringing you in and off these Austin radio airwaves that I just spouted out. The call signs here. Hey, we do have some crazy, like, golf tournament going on down in Austin. Like, I mean, it might be...
Last one for a while.
Might be something big here, yeah. I mean, what, 3 years? 4 years, maybe? Until it comes back?
I mean, they're probably not going to have any WGC events in the on the tour anymore. So, and this Austin Country Club, it's not a, like, you can't play a regular tournament there.
No,
it's too short.
Small.
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't... Dell Technology Match Play. Dell Match Play is going on right now. We have Scotty Scheffler. He's down three, as a matter of fact, at the moment. But going up against Sam Burns, I think they're actually, from what I was hearing the broadcast yesterday, they're supposed to be really good friends, like almost best friends. But anyways, Burns giving them the business at the moment, Rand. And then we got Rory McIlroy and Cameron Young. And apparently one Ty
guy.
Henderson looks exactly like Sam Burns.
Yeah. I've been told that a few times.
Yeah. Bijan Robinson made an appearance. I saw he was following Scotty Scheffler around.
How about them pipes on Bijan, huh?
Dude, he's just
his gun. His gun. Sorry,
I thought he meant he could sing.
Yeah,
I was like,
can he sing?
No,
I'm sure.
He probably can. People that are that talented usually can sing.
Yeah, he's
usually good
can
at everything.
Sing.
That's the Sam Ellinger effect. I witnessed.
Someone said that Bijan Robinson weighs 220 pounds.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I'm hoping that's the Cowboys' first round draft pick, man.
Oh, no.
He don't look that. Like,
I don't want to spend the first round pick on
him. He runs faster than 220, is what I'm saying. He runs faster than the 220 dude runs.
I don't like putting first round picks with running backs.
But that's all they need.
He's that dude.
The Cowboys?
Yep. They have 26, receivers.
26, sure.
They just got Cooks.
I love Pollard. I
dropped the corner.
I love Pollard, but you put Bijan Robinson in a...
He'll be gone before the Cowboys. Here's the thing.
But. Like, as a Giants fan, this really sucks because there's a chance that hype could get him to the Cowboys, and there's a really good chance that he might be going to the Eagles.
Yeah, that would not
like,
be great.
This could really suck, especially like as a Giants fan that loves the Longhorns.
Right.
And I'm drafting Bijan Robinson number one in my
dynasty
draft.
Yeah.
Like, you have
to.
You
have the first pick.
I have one and two.
Nice. Well done.
So he's taking him.
I traded Derrick Henry this year.
That was a smart move.
Good move.
I had to.
Dude,
I got a great return.
Once a running back gets to year, like, four or five, move on.
And especially, like, a running back, like, a thoroughbred like Derrick Henry. Like, don't get me wrong, Derrick Henry's still going to have a great year this year, but the decline is upon
it's
us.
Imminent.
Yeah, it's imminent.
It just is. But yeah, let's
I just wanted to fill you in real quick for our for our Wagner Wire wager placers out there. The line has changed in that Creighton San Diego State game. It is now at 2.5. It was at -1 earlier this week.
Whoa.
It was at +1, I thought, earlier this week.
For Creighton, it's -2.5, +2.5 San Diego State.
That's a crazy swing.
Yeah. So I mean I'm thinking with the way that it's going that there might be some more points added to that, so I'm just saying place them while you got them because I mean I got in early and I really like the number that I got, so
yeah,
just saying.
Are you guys shocked with Kansas State dropping out?
Yes, and the only reason I say this is not to, you know, discourage FAU. They played, they got that dog in them, plenty of dogs.
First time since 2013.
But
A 9 seed?
Sits a 9 seed.
I think it's Keenan and Ty, actually, who kept on saying on this show during the regular season that the Big 12 conference, and you too, Wex, I think, Big 12 conference, best conference in basketball.
It is.
So I,
how about the Big East, though, dude?
So I kind of put that.
I said that all year.
You did. That, well, that's been all you.
Here's
that's
what I would say.
Only you.
Only you. The Big 12. Sorry, are we saying something, Smash?
No.
Okay. The thing is, yes, at the top, the Big East is better, but as a whole, the Big 12 is harder to play in because every team is competitive and you have to play every team twice. You don't get to duck anybody.
No,
that's
you're
why
right.
I think the Big 12 is the hardest.
The brutes beat up on
at the top. Big East is better, but
the Big 12 is the only conference that's like that, though.
For sure. That's why it sucks to play in, yeah.
But people that said the Big 10 was the second best conference all year, SEC,
that's absurd.
The Big East is just the brand of basketball they play up there, and like you said, the teams at the top of the conference are clearly
absolutely
better than the Big 10.
People talking about Edie being player of the year? Come on. I mean, clearly. I mean
he's going to win it.
He's going to win it.
It should just be unanimously
probably, too.
Jeez, man. I don't agree with it either.
It
should be Drew Timmy. The way that he played,
they're the same kind of player, though. They're like,
oh, he's way, way better.
I think Drew Timmy's way better than Zach Edey, but they're still kind of like gimmicky, don't play any defense.
Oh, I'm with you there, but if they're going to give it to Edey, I think Timmy is like 10 times better.
I'd say Edey has a better argument than Timmy because he plays more competition,
That's true, yeah.
I have a hot take who I think should have been, or at least should have been considered.
Make it spicy, let me hear it.
Marquise Noel should have been considered.
Oh, after the way he's been playing this tournament.
He averaged 18 Definitely. Points, 3.5 rebounds, and 8 assists a game this
year. But do you think just because it's Kansas State, like...
Yeah, 100%. He got overlooked. If he was at Kansas, he probably would have won it all. He probably would have won the award.
People forget that 18 points average in college basketball is
insane.
Lot.
Yeah, it's like averaging 26.
Yeah, because you have to remember, you're getting less possessions per contest, and there's less minutes.
I mean, that's like how much Marcus Carr is averaging, right?
He's averaging like 16.5, but he doesn't have the assist numbers that Noel has.
Yeah.
Man, if you can have a 20-point scorer in college basketball, you got yourself a superstar scorer.
Definitely, definitely, especially if they're throwing down 8 assists, too. Mm-hmm.
You also got, like, I guess there's a race going on here, too.
Circuit of the Americas.
Yeah, we got I'll be on, staying after the show, Rodney Rodriguez from
That's
12 to 2
about.
Today.
I'm trying to get Rodney on the show here. I'm sure he'll call
we,
on
We
here.
Got the Comrex.
Yeah, I'd like to do a little, what do they call
teaser?
That, crosstalk? They call that crosstalk these days.
Pretty sure I can put in the text to Stu Myrick. He can get that all hooked up. He's out there with them, too,
yeah,
covering
I'll get,
this
I'll,
race.
No, nah, I've been talking. I'll get Rodney up on here, that's for sure. But, yeah, we got to get that crosstalk like we used to. That way we can tease the other shows here on the horn.
Well, Rodney's been giving me one or two racers to wager on every weekend.
Wait, who's
it's
he like?
Kind of been getting me into the NASCAR.
The NASCAR scene?
Yeah.
So you don't do the DraftKings NASCAR. NASCAR DraftKings is probably the toughest thing to do because you have to get all of your drivers to like at least finish, and you know in NASCAR, man, crashes
no
happen
guarantee.
All the time.
I've never watched NASCAR.
Daytona was awesome.
Neither
watched it for the
either.
First time this year.
I'm sure it's awesome.
Did you watch the entire mat or the entire race? Like, but you're clearly drinking the entire time. Too,
I was at a bar
right?
for the first.
Oh
part.
Yeah, he texted me about this. Yeah. He's like, "Where's a good NASCAR bar in Austin?" That's a good question for our listeners out there. By the way, where is a good bar to watch NASCAR or races in general, automotive? Because I didn't have an answer for Ty.
Yeah. No. And. It wasn't really the greatest NASCAR environment, so we took the show on the road, went home, and I finished it up. I watched the whole thing. It was super exciting with all the stops at the end and with the overtime rules in NASCAR. I learned a lot that day.
Oh, they changed the rules. That's right.
Yeah, so it ended up finishing on a caution, but it was only after like the third or fourth restart that it played out that way. It was so awesome. Ricky Stenhouse,
what's up?
I was going to say,
Ricky Stenhouse Jr., baby.
Yeah. In your defense, you just didn't get the heyday of NASCAR. Like, if you were growing up in arguably
like
the 80s.
Like, we had Dale Earnhardt, you know what I mean? Like,
well, we had.
He was the enforcer when I was growing up.
Yeah, he was
up,
like
you know
the
mean?
Jordan.
Jeff
of,
Gordon was the.
What I don't know
I
anything
yeah.
about
when
racing.
When Jeff Gordon was a rookie, man, like, that's when I first started following NASCAR because this guy was winning every
Jimmy
race.
Jimmy
how do you
Johnson.
Get,
was
how
so
do you
dominant.
Even get into NASCAR?
I was
how
never.
Do you, start?
It was on
no,
TV
I mean,
all
gambling,
the time.
I mean, gambling
as a
got
racer.
Me. Oh, you
like,
got to be from North Carolina.
Racer?
You have to be from North Carolina.
Like, do you start in, like, those truck racing leagues?
No.
That's actually the pro leagues. You start on a dirt track.
Yeah.
Like, you start, like,
like on dirt bikes?
No,
like dirt car, like rally car, like go kart, like you
go kart,
like go kart stuff. Like when you're a kid, like they get
oh,
you.
Really?
Yeah, you start running tracks when like go kart.
Cool. We'll ask Rodney about his come up
for
in
sure.
In the hill,
Rodney used to drive.
Yeah, he used to drive.
No, and Bobby Chaffin didn't.
Yeah, still Rodney still gets in the car every once in a while.
Does he fire it up?
That's really cool.
Rev it up.
I think he says he's semi-retired from racing.
But
yeah, I guess you're never retired from racing. Rubin's racing.
Yeah, and see, that's just it. We had the movies. We had Days of Thunder with Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise kind of got me into it. But money,
fair enough.
Gambling, got
and then
me
Ricky,
into,
and then the Ricky Bobby movie was kind of the peak of the NASCAR.
Do the Ricky Bobby stuff. Pose for frame,
but it was huge at that time, and that's why I have like a little nostalgia for NASCAR. But it's
sure,
like,
I get it.
But like,
oh, I'm not like trashing it. I just
it's totally understandable. It's like I can't tell you who's racing now, and I can't tell you how the playoff system works, and I can't tell you how the ending of this like point system works because they rejiggered it so much now that it's hard to really understand what exactly is a NASCAR race.
I just like to see them go fast.
Yeah. I can turn. I like when they turn left.
Except for in street, right?
I don't know anything
street.
About
well, it's all left turns except for street racing.
Yeah, well, that's just going straight, isn't it? I mean, street racing is like possibly
like
the
road
dumbest thing
road
you
race,
get into.
There's some road track out there.
Oh, okay. There's I think you meant like racing like on the highway.
No.
Like, that's like the dumbest
thing
you can
do. That's drag.
Does anyone know about why there was just... At least in my side of town, there was constant sirens and like it sounded like street racing going on.
I don't know. There's street racing up. There might be street racing out there. There's constant street racing going up.
I think that's
it is. It is a felony.
And it should be.
So I know, and cops, if you're listening, man, and I'm not trying to like stop people having fun, but I am trying to keep safety out there. So public service announcement, like officers, if you're listening, there is a lot of that racing stuff going on 45. Like I'm sure you guys know about it, but like where 620 and 45 run parallel, right by McNeil or excuse me Westwood High School, and then you're turning on the like Lakeline Drive and stuff like that, like right where the Walmart and right where the Whataburger is out there, like that 45 strip, it's a nice like mile long strip to where they can, you know. Get a nice little everybody set, boom, go. Like, and you hear them from my house all the time racing. So,
wow,
shout out to you know the underground race circuit out there.
It's like Need for Speed, baby.
Officer Cantu. If you know anything,
Officer Cantu, trying to get some safety out there, put the word out, put the EPB, otherwise known as Pam Beasley, out there. You guys watch The Office.
It's been a while since they took it off Netflix.
Well, you got to go to Peacock.
Oh,
you
think
I'm loading up Peacock just to watch The Office?
I'm taking off Netflix.
Man. WrestleMania's coming up.
I take
up.
Netflix. Oh, yeah, that's right.
And,
WrestleMania.
And Premier League.
WrestleMania parties. You get Premier League out there.
It really is the best $5.40 a month that I spend.
And that's just it, too. It's only $5.40. It's only $5.40.
It's like one of the few streaming services I actually subscribe to because of the Prem. Mainly.
Only $5.40. Yeah, and Chelsea's not really doing that much in the Prem. Through five. Scotty, let's make sure we have updated this, actually. Through five still, and Scotty Scheffler is up two, but getting his butt whooped on the round, though, in the semifinals by Sam Burns.
You know, I hate to say it, but Stu was trying to sell me on this event earlier this week. He's like, the best golfers in the world. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa.
They're all in Saudi
Arabia.
I was like, is this really the best golfers in the world? Because they all took the money, right? So it's like, technically speaking, is this like the NIT now?
I mean, you got Rory here. You know, Rory
had, like,
is
the greatest drive ever.
Yesterday?
Like 375 yards. Mm-hmm. It was
on a short
Jesus
course, yeah.
God. But when they say puttins for
or feet,
you know, puttins
whatever
for
it
dough
is.
And
drive
driving
for show
yep.
for dough.
Whatever, that's one hell of a drive, man. 470-something or 375
it wasn't
yards.
I think
yard?
Driving
it's
is
yards.
Really hard, too.
It's
I
yards,
think it's all hard.
That's three football, almost four football
Yeah, especially
fields.
He shortened up his driver a little bit. And just letting loose, feeling real good about
Jeez,
it.
Jeez, wind aided probably.
Rip.
How do you feel about UConn? You had UConn going to the Final Four, didn't
I had UConn losing to Alabama in the national championship.
Wow.
I had Kansas State, Alabama, UConn, Texas.
They
so.
Looked pretty convincing against
Kentucky. I really thought Kansas State was going to make the Final Four, but the bracket giveth and the bracket taketh away.
He almost did.
Yeah, I mean, I might still win my pool. Probably not, maybe.
People on the SpecSec line want to know how many turnovers Miami is averaging per game. If you,
let me
if
look
you have
really
that
quick.
Looked up.
Yeah, yeah.
Right now, the matchup predictor has Longhorn 77 over the Hurricanes pretty by confident. 22.
That's pretty confident.
That's the public figure there. What are we liking? Over under 149 for this, guys, and it's still 3.5 is what
they're
I'm
seeing.
They're
averaging 11 turnovers a game.
Miami is.
That's really good. That's like good not news that for many. Us. Yeah. That's no, good no, news. No, no, no. That's
for us though. I think that's going to be. I think you can tack five more onto that because of our perimeter defense, our
perimeter
defense,
sure,
pressure defense.
Sure. Yeah.
So you can probably think
they take
probably 15. We can probably force 15 turnovers and get points off of that. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
But yeah, they are. They're disciplined team. That's why they're here. You know what I mean? Disciplined teams usually make it further into March. That's for sure. But my goodness, man! If only I could be in Missouri today. That's for sure. We got any representation out there? We got Jeff Howe's out there. Maybe, I think maybe right. I know Craig's out there.
Yeah, Jeff's out there. Man, shout out Jeff.
Shout out to Jeff going out there and covering it for us. We appreciate that, buddy.
Oh yeah. Jeff is the man.
What's the big line? I mean, we got Creighton coming on right after the show, pretty much. But Creighton and
didn't realize
State.
That when I agreed to be here. No. But we'll have it on.
Right. What do you got? You got San Diego State.
I had my cousin. I think I'm having to cancel out the bets I made last night because I had Creighton. No, I was just laying in bed, you know, pondering. I like to get it the night before some major line movement.
Yeah.
But I picked Creighton, but I told everybody San Diego State was going to make the Final Four before the tournament started, so I feel like I gotta stick to that promise for the people.
Wow. And they've incredible defense.
Yeah.
Putting your money where your mouth is, literally.
And then, of course, I like Texas. I might put the house down.
I think now, and it's not just because all the ones are out or whatever, like I thought Texas was going to the finals. Regardless, I just thought I had Alabama beating. Yeah, I thought I had Alabama beating Texas.
I had Texas losing to UConn.
I'm gonna win my bracket. I'm coming for it all.
You're super.
I'm gonna get a natty
but
and
you still
a few
had,
G's.
You still had going to the Final Four.
Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have them beating Houston, but I actually bet Miami to beat Houston, which was nice when that hit because that like bounced me back after all a couple bad bets. That one pretty much like covered me for the week. So
there's a guy in my bracket pool that had UConn, Creighton, and Miami.
That's crazy.
All, so if that
that's,
works.
That's nuts.
And he didn't have any of them in the. Or
he had, sold his soul to the devil.
He had none of those teams winning the championship. I think he had whoever he had like Duke or someone.
He
out
just
of
had
the,
them going on a run. Just
yeah,
to,
but
just,
all those teams. So his max points still isn't what mine would be. But right. He has potentially three Final Four teams, and then none of those like to have all three of those combined. No one seeds, no two seeds. It's crazy.
Absolutely nuts.
That is wild.
Well, yeah, I think I'm gonna touch. You're pulling your bets. I think I'm gonna lay some down. I think I'm gonna actually play San Diego State now that you've been talking.
Hey,
to
I also
this
just
morning,
played
man.
A little NASCAR.
Oh yeah, what'd you lay down? What driver did you play down?
I got a little
Byron
tip.
Took the. I think Byron took the pole.
That's William Bryan. Byron is who I'm going with today.
All right.
You know his odds went from +1,000 to +500 in the last 12 hours.
Where's the 19 car? Okay. At? Let me see where the 19 car at.
Martin Church.
MTJ is over here at 25 in the Toyota. In a Toyota here.
He's driving Toyota.
I like Toyota. Right. Absolutely.
I know you like Toyota.
I like the Toyota. I like them. I
where's
like Martin Truex.
Yeah, I was about to say.
That's who I like.
We don't talk NASCAR without Martin Truex Jr.
MTJ man. MTJ the 19 car. He's clocked in at 92.5.
He's
sitting there at 25 on the pole. I think he's going to be able to.
I got a $50.
Get them differential points.
I got a $50 free play. I'm trying to figure out what to do with it.
That's when you do the 8-leg parlay.
You can't use. You can't no, do parlays
can only,
with it.
You
yeah.
can only do like two games or yeah. something like that.
Well, that's when you call revved up Rodney Rodriguez.
And you lay it all down.
Revved up ATX.
On the one driver.
50, but yeah, I mean that's what I'm saying. That's why I like you know gambling on NASCAR. You know, thinking about it at least because
at least
the
when
odds,
you do it like that, only one driver's got to yeah. do it. When you do it with. DraftKings, where they're all five of your drivers got to make it, which is just tough.
What, to finish?
To even get anywhere close to the points. Like, you know how you were talking about, like, how you have to have all your Final Four teams into a crew amount of points? That's how
you really, in your bracket, you really just have to pick the winner. If you pick the winner, you're going to finish.
Well, you can't even do that in NASCAR DraftKings because you have to have all your drivers get across the finish line because usually
so
people put that
it's
many
like fantasy NASCAR where every week you just pick five different
that's
guys
it, that's it.
And it doesn't matter where they
nope
they just yeah.
Well they accrue points you know,
yeah
through
no
other things
yeah Or what, that's what I don't get is like the phases of the race when it was just like
the stages.
Phase,
yeah.
Oh yeah, stage one has been completed. And I was like, what does this mean?
Yeah, just
this,
that's what's throwing me off.
Okay, just so take a pee I learned that is you get so points that's for the total playoffs. Season points.
Yeah. Yes.
So like if they, you're in first at the end of stage one, you get a certain amount of points.
So yeah, you get towards a bonus. The playoff, towards going to.
So
the playoff.
At least if you wreck after that, you still get something out of the race.
Yeah, they've always had bonus points like for like the person that leads the most laps and stuff. But yeah, that's all new.
We got some NASCAR going off in COTA. We got some golf. I guess we're golfing. Golfing is a verb.
Hey, are we a big city now? Because we had a pro soccer
Definitely.
Game go on last night, right? We've had the
we're top 10.
We've had
11.
This Dell match play going on at the same time. We've had NASCAR going on at the same time. We just had South by Southwest last week and the week before that. And then the Moody was hosting some women's NCAA games. I haven't felt all that traffic necessarily. So.
We are reluctantly a big city.
Yeah.
I would say. We are an intimate city that wants to keep that intimacy.
Keep it weird, man.
For real, bro.
But can we have more places like to drive so the traffic gets a little worse?
No, that would involve some brilliant engineering.
We don't do that.
We don't do that in Austin.
One at a time. I'm with you guys on the Specs text line. Hey, we got to take a break. Don't go nowhere. We got more sports to break down on the other sides. It's the Wagon Wire, 104.9, 101.9, AM 1260, streaming live at hornfm.com.
Now, back to the Wagon Wire.
I'm a big horns guy. Y'all a big horns guy? Welcome to
Bruce?
The Wagon Wire. Yep.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Wagon Wire, 1049, 1019, and 1260. Depeche Mode and horns.
Two things we do right here.
And Martin Truex Jr. That's about it.
That is the show.
That is about all we talk about on this show.
You forgot about Scotty. You do a better Scotty
than
Scotty does.
We do Scotty. Scotty's not there right now.
He's on vacation.
Yeah.
Scotty's resting that voice. Him and Morrissey.
Morrissey.
Morency.
Whatever his name is.
Morency, Morrissey.
Morrissey sounds better.
Yeah.
I like Morency.
I think it's Morency, but yeah.
He's a real stable guy.
I think he definitely is. Scotty definitely is. Speaking of stability, what is the stability situation in Miami in terms of not Miami Hurricane basketball? We're talking Miami We're talking Miami Dolphin football here. Jalen Ramsey, workman. Yeah, that's him. He is going down to Miami, into Coral Gables, and living a little bit of the sun, living a little bit of the fun in the sun. Does Miami actually have a legitimate chance to make a run at this thing? It started, you know, a little bit of a roller coaster last year, but they're putting the pieces together. And now they're actually, you know, implementing it and trying to instill a tough defense to, I guess, keep that Buffalo offense and keep a lot of the offense in the East down. The Jets are looking like they're going to try and make some splashes here. A la Aaron Rodgers. There's some good moving pieces, good little landscape shifting all across the NFL, man. Let's talk a little bit about that. Are the Dolphins for real?
No, of course not.
No?
Nah, man. It's the Dolphins. They're in the AFC during the reign of Mahomes. Like, nobody's beating KC right now. Not even Buffalo is for as good as they are. Can they compete with KC on a consistent basis? Every time we think they're going to get over the hump, they can't do it. So
I think Miami has a shot.
Nah, not even, man.
I just hope Tua, I like Tua a lot, so I hope he retires because he should not be playing football anymore after the
thing's gonna break.
Brain injuries.
I mean,
that's
the big thing about this league. It's a quarterback-driven league, and they haven't figured the most important position out. Don't get me wrong. They're
he's
getting
good.
The pieces.
Yeah, well, when he's healthy, when he's on
he's
the field,
healthy,
he can make some
really
plays,
good,
especially when he's got the two fastest wide receivers in the league.
Waddle and Hill.
And Hill, yeah.
Those dudes are so fast. Hill's
but
like
it's
not a
guarantee.
Speed.
It's all these if he stays healthy. And we already seen that it's proven that he can't. So
yeah,
why buy in now and be disappointed when you can just know the future and be cool about
has
it?
Has this guy signed yet? Has New Hopkins signed yet?
He's already been. He's has to be traded.
He's
guaranteed like $19 million over the next 2 years.
That's the reluctancy, okay.
Yeah, now you're talking about the Jets. I saw that they might also make a play for, you know, Odell as well.
Well, he is on the asking list for Aaron Rodgers.
That team is going to be so disappointing this year.
100%.
It's going to bomb out.
I just think OBJ is too injury prone. I honestly
think they would have a better chance with Zach Wilson.
It's going to be like
yeah, 100%.
I don't know about that.
100% hot take of the year.
I think Zach Wilson's like going to be one of the biggest busts of all time.
I was speaking.
He should be on Milt's banner, right?
Hyperbolically.
Yeah, hyperbolic. Yeah. But I'm talking about, like, you take anybody else except for Aaron Rodgers in this piece, right? I think Aaron Rodgers just sets you back 2 years.
You're probably right.
You're trending with young talent. Why are you going to go and get old talent?
Because their quarterback play was abysmal last year. Mike White.
If Aaron Rodgers is the only thing that you need to fix the problem, then yeah, pull the trigger and go get him. But I don't see that.
They've set themselves up to where they have no other option.
Yep.
But that's not. But
would have made more
I'm
sense for Miami
they,
to go.
They
get
didn't
Aaron
have to do that. They didn't. They weren't into this predicament until right now.
I mean, they could have signed Derek Carr 3 weeks ago.
100%. That was where I was going.
I think
like,
he's,
and
he's
as
underrated.
A Giants guy, I wanted actually Derek Carr instead of a beta Josh Allen.
Do you think Jets fans care what a Giants fan thinks?
No.
Yeah, of course they, because they'd be worse with Derek Carr.
Do the Jets and Giants just hate each other, or do they not care because they're in different leagues?
Honestly, it doesn't even really matter because none of us have a New York team. It's Jersey. So,
fair enough.
It's MetLife.
Yeah.
It's MetLife. Both,
where is
MetLife?
Like
same,
Flushing?
Rutherford. East Rutherford.
It's
just right on the other side of the parking lot. That's all it is, dude. No, MetLife's a cool stadium. But yeah, like my brother-in-law is a Jets fan.
Okay,
it's a lot of
they're annoying as all hell.
They're worse than Giants fans. Like at least Giants fans have knowledge.
Jake,
you know what I mean? Jets are just all raw emotion. Jets are like Cowboys fans.
That's a lie.
You guys don't look into reality.
Our last championship came in the 90s, not the 60s.
We're good every year.
Yeah. At least we make the playoffs.
You're relevant.
Yes,
exactly.
You're relevant every year.
Oh, shout out Josh Bell. That's my friend from high school.
Thank you. Josh Bell?
Yeah, he went to my high school. Yeah,
Josh Bell, definitely on my fantasy baseball.
He's a baller.
Former Texas commit.
Yeah, he didn't go.
Got a $5 million signing bonus from the Pirates.
I'd have done it, too.
All right,
I'd have done it, too, man. I'd have taken the money for sure.
And nobody was mad at him.
I'm a horns guy, Wags. Sports and music. And got to check out St. Paul and the Broken Bones if you haven't.
Okay. Oh, that's a good band. Yeah.
Okay. Female listener number one. Hearing that all happening at the same time makes me happy. I live north. It's about the only thing that makes living north worth it.
No way.
Are you sure that wasn't Ray Allen?
North side all day, man.
Is that in response to like
the... We were talking about all the events going on
in
the drag
racing?
I'm not sure if that was reference to the drag racing.
No, it was
racing.
Just all the golf, the NASCAR,
the
women's
soccer,
hoops,
yeah.
Soccer,
I think it's
on.
An exciting time to be in
South
Austin.
South by Southwest.
That. Like, it makes it pop and it makes it vibing, right? You hear that, you feel that energy. I mean, yeah, the old head in me comes out a little bit and being like, I don't want to deal with traffic. But
of course. The people that live here.
At the end
here,
of the day, it is what it is.
The street racing is concerning.
That is, I mean, don't like that at all.
This is in L.A.
It did happen, a few weeks ago, like right in the middle of like South Lamar?
Yeah. It's all these hooligans coming up from San Antonio.
Is that what's what's going on?
That is a lot of it.
Look at the Jalen Carter thing. Wasn't that street racing?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So street racing. He got a year of probation for street racing and like somebody, didn't somebody die as a result of that?
Two people, I think.
Two.
And he got
a
year of probation.
Or did he just flee the scene?
No, he was driving.
No.
The other car.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's highly dangerous.
Horrible behavior. One of my friends who works for Dog Post said he's not known to be the sharpest.
Yeah,
not
a genius, that guy. Yeah.
Levis. Will Levis is Ty's guy here. I mean, to Ty's point, an SEC quarterback going up against SEC defenses without pro talent surrounding him.
There's a few guys, but
nothing to jump off the page.
Alabama.
Right.
Yeah.
Will
Levis and
with
Bryce
Alabama,
Young
yeah.
on Alabama, and Will Levis wins that job 9 times out of 10.
Damn. All right, you're winning me over. Like it's a compelling argument.
Think about it.
It's a compelling hypothetical. Speaking of other hypotheticals, I had a really good conversation this week on some of the best championship teams. Where do you guys feel in terms of college football?
Best teams I've ever seen.
Joe Burrow, JJ, and Chase.
No,
on that LSU
squad.
That's
the best
team
I've ever
seen. That's one of the best offenses I've seen.
Sure.
All right. The 2001 Miami.
That's the best team.
That's the best team.
Yeah, that's the best football team I have ever seen in my life.
For sure. Yes. Easily, they're the best team ever.
I don't have any I don't have any dog in this fight here. Okay, but I was having a conversation with one of my colleagues, work colleagues, and we were talking about, you know, a game that could potentially be coming out, you know, a college football game that could be potentially coming back to life here. And we were talking about where the offenses would rate and what are the best offenses out there in terms, you know, he initially said, brought up LSU.
What about 2020 Alabama?
Nasty. Pretty damn nasty. But we're not talking about the year that they lit it up through the air like Joe Burrow did with Chase and JJ.
I mean, they had a receiver win the Heisman. I mean, that's pretty wild.
Is it, though?
Yeah. He's Smith. One of, like, three receivers to ever win the Heisman. It was wild. Right?
That's
something
awesome.
Like that. Smith. There's less than five receivers that have ever won it.
I would say, like, when you make this argument, you immediately got to bring up 2001 Miami.
Of course.
Right? Like,
yeah.
They are the best team that has ever done it.
04 USC.
05 Texas.
05 Texas.
04 USC, 05 Texas.
95
so those
Nebraska.
Were those were the three teams I threw out there, and this guy kept throwing out, no, it's LSU.
I think it's LSU.
Originally, too, I'm still saying Miami, but then I look at this guy and I see where are you from? I'm from Baton Rouge.
I'm a full Baton Rouge.
Got it. All right. Now I know what I'm talking about here. Like, I don't have any dog in the
Texas
fight.
Almost beat that team. We were the closest.
Right.
We,
and Texas did not have a good team.
We lost by 8 points, and that was the closest game they played.
Would you say that there. Texas had a great team?
No.
No.
Sam put the team on his back.
They maybe had a good
team. Keontae Ingram lost that game for us.
That's the year?
It was a lost game.
That was the year after they won the Sugar Bowl,
second,
right?
Todd Orlando lost us that game.
Yeah, with the all-out blitz, zero blitz
on third and 17.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. Keontae Ingram,
the drop,
not catching that ball, that drop. Yeah,
probably my least favorite.
There are a few
Longhorn ever.
There are a few moments in that game that could have turned things around for Texas, but you got to make those plays, man. You know,
so
close doesn't cut it.
No, it absolutely does not cut it. But yeah, to the argument at hand, I will swear, and I will die on this hill, the 2001 Miami Hurricanes are the best team that I've ever seen. They had 31 pros on that team.
Sure, yeah.
31. I mean, we're not talking about half of them were pro bowlers.
I know.
I mean, not just pros,
that
pro
roster
bowlers.
Is like absurd.
Is that the year they beat Oklahoma?
No,
they beat Nebraska.
Nebraska that 30, year.
They're up 37-0 at the half in the national title
just,
game.
Ed Reed, Buchanan.
Sean Taylor.
Vilma.
And Andre, the receiver who played for the Texans.
Andre Johnson.
So
Willis
McGahee.
Andre Johnson.
Willis
McGahee was in the backfield with Clinton Portis and Frank Gore, who was the third string running back.
Yeah. And then they had Jeremy Shockey at tight end.
Jeremy Shockey and Kellen Winslow backing him.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Their worst player was Ken
Dorsey.
Dorsey,
who won the Heisman. Who won the Heisman?
Who won the Heisman?
And then the Browns drafted him, right? Classic Browns.
Butch Davis. I mean, well,
whose team was that? Was that Larry Coker?
Was it Coker's or Davis's? I think he took. Did he take it over from Davis?
I can't remember.
I want to say Coker takes it over.
I was barely aware of sports at that age.
I want to say Butch Davis put together that team.
Yeah, and Coker takes it over.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was like when Barry Switzer took over the Cowboys.
Right. Okay. Right. But this, I mean, this is like when you talk 1 year, maybe LSU, but this was a dynastic team. Like,
yeah,
before Bama even, I put the 01 team on over modern day Alabama teams.
Sure.
I mean, they could run 22 personnel at you and you would still have mismatch nightmares.
Oh, for sure.
Like, how are you going to cover Portis and how are you going to cover McGahee? How are wide receivers going to cover that?
Too.
Right,
don't even
that's
think
what I'm
about
saying.
Him.
Like, and you want to run 22? Okay, I'll just throw Winslow and Shockey out there with McGahee coming out there. We got Andre Johnson on this side.
Absurd.
Where are you going? You're gonna try and rush Ken Dorsey from the blind side? No, guess what? McKinney's on at left tackle.
Yeah,
it's absolutely absurd.
Yeah, that team was insane.
And the next year, they it was the terrible PI call against Ohio State.
Right? That got that lost the game for and yep. McGahee like crushed his knee or something.
Jim Tressel.
Like that.
That was the Jim Tressel.
The sweater vest Ohio Tressel. State, yeah. Yeah, oh my God.
That guy was cheating so much.
Longhorn Lubbock, Sarkisian is recruiting us into not having to worry about those single lapses of execution of a keynote Ingram LSU play. That is true. That is true. We're getting.
That was not the only game he lost for Texas in his career, too.
TCU that same year?
Yeah.
At that game. That was the one game I went to during the COVID year.
He went
to USC, did he not?
Yeah. He was, and he plays for Arizona now.
That's crazy.
He actually got carries, but yeah, whatever. Good for you, Keontae. But yeah, I was wearing flip-flops at that TCU game, and that was one of my busted flops games. I was shoeless in the stadium, pissed off.
One of them.
I hate TCU more than probably any team in the Big 12.
Oh, I hate TCU a lot right now.
It's hard for me to get off Oklahoma. It's just hard.
Like, I have respect for Oklahoma. You know, I have zero respect for TCU.
If you're talking pure disdain, it's Tech for me.
A&M will always.
Yeah, A&M's got my disdain. But I mean, if I have to pick somebody in the Big 12 that I just don't like, man, it's Oklahoma. Actually, it's West Virginia.
To me, it's
Maryland.
Yeah, I could. Yeah. I had to think about growing up, man. I can't stand.
That's
West
actually
Virginia.
Fair, I guess. But I
can't stand it.
How close them all together, is West Virginia make it a full to the DMV area?
It's right. Go across the bridge. Okay. Yeah, they take away recruits.
Yeah, I mean, because Pitt and West Virginia have a pretty big.
Yeah, rivalry, the backyard
right?
brawl.
Yeah, they don't like each other. I mean, remember when Pitt kept the Steve Slayton, mm-hmm. Pat White team, West Virginia team? Noel Devine was on that team. They were running that crazy offense. Wasn't that a Rich Rodriguez offense?
Yeah, that was Rich Rod. And then what happened to Rich Rod? Man?
He went to
Michigan, but
and, like,
something like.
Didn't have Pat White and Steve Slayton when he got there.
But I think like something happened off the field too. With
oh, I don't know about that. But
he went like a Petrino incident or something like that.
Getting on your hog,
riding your hog, and getting on your hog.
Yep.
Huh? Double entendre. Hey, we got to take a break. Don't go anywhere. We're gonna get on our hog. It's the Wagner Wire, 104.9, 101.9 AM, 1260. Streaming live at hornfm.com. Welcome back to the Wagner Wire, 104.9, 101.9, AM 1260. Streaming live at hornfm.com. Straight up disrespecting the 05 Texas team. How am I straight up disrespecting the 05 Texas team?
We just said it's one of the best teams of all
time. Yeah,
we
showed it love.
I just don't think they're the best team.
I just think,
I think Miami 01 is the best.
Yeah.
31 pros on the damn team.
And I think 05, I think 04 USC is probably second.
Y'all got feelings, bro.
And then third would be LSU or 05 Texas, I think. Because LSU's defense wasn't
I mean, people
crazy.
Act like I didn't graduate from the University of Texas. Like, holy crap. I got some tissues in
here. People get mad, dude. People love getting mad about sports.
I mean,
straight up, I'm not disrespecting. I'm disrespecting you. You're taking it as a disrespectful take. I'm not disrespecting.
Or maybe they
the
just
Texas
missed
team.
Where we gave love to. Jeez, the 05
us.
Texas team.
That's yes, the 05 is one of the greatest teams ever out there, but the greatest team I've ever seen play in my life is the 2001 Miami Hurricanes. Please, please don't argue this with me. You will lose.
There's no way to.
I'm sorry. You have home bias. I have skin in the game too. Like, I love the Longhorns, but I don't think that they beat the 01.
Not even close. Hey, Keenan, you were asking about how to play your free play. Yeah. I would say today, if you can, if it allows you, you should put this money on Liechtenstein. Because I think there's a chance that they can actually beat Iceland.
Soccer?
Yeah, European qualifier, because they're hosting, and I think they can actually beat Iceland. Because even though Iceland made the World Cup a few years ago, they've been on a bad downslope, and they've had a lot of problems recently.
What's the odds?
It was like plus 20-something thousand.
Oh. I don't think I can hit futures with it either, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm not sure what your free bet will let you play. But yeah, you can play that just straight. It's just for them to win. Like, straight up. It's an insane number. And I'm thinking, like, that could actually happen.
Yeah. The 2001 Hurricanes literally bitch slapped everyone they played.
Yeah, no,
they bitch slapped them by
close.
40.
Yeah, I know.
You know, like it wasn't. It's not. They didn't belong in that era. You know what I mean?
No, like, it was
men amongst boys.
I compare it to do you know Montverde Academy in Florida? It's like a sports magnet.
Oh yeah,
like you're playing right.
It's Dylan Mitchell from UT. He played there last year. They're 2019 roster had like four first round NBA draft picks on it. It had Cade Cunningham, it had Moses Moody. It had what's the dude from Daron Sharp.
Who's
it
Moody's
had Scotty Barnes, like
who's Moody's brother?
Moses Moody's brother?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Why? Do you play for Arkansas or
no,
something?
No, I think
older?
I think he's up.
Okay.
Or maybe I'm...
So that team just crushed everybody. The craziest thing, though, is this past year's team at Montverde, which is like all four and five stars, Duncanville beat them this year.
No kidding.
Duncanville with Ron Holland. Or actually, I think it was last year. Duncanville with Ron Holland and Anthony Black, which is an insane combination of two guys. So Anthony Black is the point guard for Arkansas. He's going to be a top eight pick in this upcoming really strong draft.
How'd you feel about the Hogs run? Real run?
I was impressed, yeah.
Real run or just hot at the right time?
No, man. They went to two straight Elite Eights and then a Sweet 16. I think that's legit. You're they right. probably should have been a little better this year, but they got killed by injuries. Like, you know.
At the wrong time. Injuries like, at the wrong time. That
Trayvon
year,
Brazil yeah. was their starting power forward. He tore his ACL 10 games into the season, so you didn't even get to see him. Like, because that guy was really good. That Arkansas team probably should have gone further, but, I mean, they're Musselman is a fantastic recruiter. He's even better in the portal.
Yeah, there were some other posts that came out this week about. I think we were even laughing about it. The ranking of the head coaches that were still in the tournament.
Yeah,
and like I think Izzo was at the bottom or
behind Few.
Yeah, whatever.
And Sampson. It's like hasn't Izzo like won national?
His final fours alone. Totaled every or were more than everybody's total
that
final
site
four show
that posted in, that is super inflammatory though like it's just
that was also clickbait that was also
100% I mean everything's clickbait.
I mean do I like Izzo would I want to play for Izzo not really
he knows what he's doing
but yeah he makes an in-game adjustments very well and knows how to win.
It was really hard to bet against him because I really believe in Tom Izzo during tournament time. So
that's where he makes his money, dude. That's where he makes.
But that's how I made my money was by working against him. That's all I'm saying.
Man, big game today. Well, first off, right out of the jump, right out of the gates, out of here. If you're not watching NASCAR and you're going to be tuning into March Madness, man, we got San Diego State and Creighton here. I wasn't really big on San Diego State until Ty turned me onto it and put me onto them. But
their defense is incredible.
Yeah. You know, you don't really see too much on them, you know, throughout the season because, they're not on national TV. And, I have probably 70 other teams that I'm looking at besides San Diego State during the regular season anyways. This team, they definitely know how to play D, and that's what got them here, and that's what keeps them going into this push for the Final Four. But, look, when you – come down to it, for me, it's really hard to pick against this Creighton team, man. This Creighton team's pretty nasty. They're pretty loaded.
Sure, but the San Diego State defense is giving up 0.84 points per possession, which is 90th percentile in the country.
Yeah.
I mean, like, they're 90th percentile in transition defense, 86th percentile in overall half-court defense. Very, very impressive, like, numbers, like, I'm reading their synergy page, and it's just absurd. I mean, their zone defense is great. Very impressive.
Well, if you had to make a pick based off of numbers, you're going to go
with San Diego State.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I like Creighton, too, though.
Okay, so we're
going to
lay down on San Diego?
Huh?
Think so.
Yeah.
Yep.
Think no, so, Creighton. Yeah.
All right, Justin. Gus has to be the contrarian.
God,
he's fading me, dude.
I thought we were all going to be on the same
no,
page.
No, not and, even.
Okay,
man.
Okay, okay, okay.
I will say, just say, you know, I'll preface this pick with I do need Creighton to lose for me to win my bracket.
So
challenge.
You're straddling on purpose here.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I did have Creighton.
So
kind of
no.
hedging.
But
I
also said San Diego State would make the Final Four before the tournament started. So. Impressive. Take it as it
like
is.
A true politician, buddy. Going covering all
straddle
your grounds.
Line.
Covering all your grounds here, dude. All right, hey, don't go nowhere. We got more sports on the other side. We'll also get into a little bit of East. Well, we got PAX East news that we'll talk about, but we're not going to get it out there until we get all the sports out. It's the Wagner Wire, 104.9, 101.9, AM 1260, streaming live at hornfm.com.